episode 105, Forget Good, Be Great.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Hello, all my beautiful friends. How are you? It is another amazing day just for you. And you know what? You are destined for greatness. Yeah, you are. I just really wanted to use this moment not to do anything, not to give you reminders or to even say, you know, specific shout outs. I just want this to go directly to your heart. Really have been thinking about this and it hit me, I mean, probably like a ton of bricks today. I was at my son's tennis meet and I was watching him and he had two matches. He had a singles match and he had a doubles match. And he's getting better and better and stronger and more powerful. And it's awesome to see where he started from when he started playing at just a young age to where he is now in high school. And it just, it really, you know, it blesses me to see that growth. But in that, it was interesting. He was playing today and won his singles match. Okay. Awesome. Wonderful. Knocked it out of the park, 6-0, 6-0, okay? That's huge, all right? It is. It's huge. If you know tennis, you know. That's great. Well, then it came time for him and his partner to play doubles. Well, they played the doubles match, and interestingly enough, the doubles that they had, this is not one of the guys that my son played in his singles match, but he was paired up with two other different guys, of course, him and his partner. And they began to play and they won the first two games. I'm like, yes, we're getting somewhere. Because you know what? These guys were amazing. They had a skill that is just, I mean, one of them was just, you could tell that tennis was kind of in his blood. He was born with it, made with it. He had a tennis in his racket when he came out of his mama. It just was. It was meant to be. The thing that was interesting is that it pushed both of them, both my son and his partner, to the next level. They had to up their game. They had to forget good, and they had to become great. You see, you are destined for greatness. But when I was sitting there watching, we stick ourselves in our own trap, and we want to meddle in our own lives, and we want to put restraints on what we think we can do instead of saying, you know what? I really don't know how far I can go, but I'm not happy with right here where I'm at. I know I can do even more. I can take it up to the next level. Some of us say that, you know, we're settling for mediocrity, that it's okay to be, you know? And if you absolutely love where you are, you feel like you've grown and you are at your peak destiny, then that is awesome. Awesome sauce. Yes, yes, yes. And you should be happy dancing right now. Okay. And I'm going to do the happy dance with you right now. Happy dancing. Boop, boop. Happy dancing. Boop, boop. However, majority of us sit there and we don't do that. We hold ourselves back. We become our worst critic. We beat ourselves up over and over and over again. We compare ourselves. We defeat ourselves. And that's crazy. Why would you even want to defeat yourself when you know you have been destined for greatness? You may not even be where you think you're supposed to be. Where you are right now may just be a stepping stone, a pebble in your journey. Yet because of either your blinders or your fear, wherever you are, you're holding yourself back. I'm telling you right now, you need to forget good and be great, because we tend to hold it all back. And, you know, it's like I talk about a lot of that. This is not a race, okay? This is not a sprint. You are on a lifetime journey, okay? This is eternal. This is going to keep going here on earth till you are called home. All right. I mean, I really believe that. And so maybe where you are right now is not where you're supposed to be ending up. But dag nabbit, you're shackling yourself to it. Why? I ask you, why would you do such a thing? Forget good and be great. Yeah, that's ultimately it. I challenge myself personally with that. I know with what I do and who I want to be and who I know God has chosen me to be and what He's created me to be, that it's not my job to settle. I need to be willing and open to get out of my comfort zone, to go beyond the limits, okay? Don't settle for the trap of good. Forget good and be great. And you can be. And I'm not saying that you aren't right now, but I believe, I don't know, moms, come on, really? Dads, seriously, men, women, what are we doing? Why do we bootstrap ourselves to, it's okay to be right where I'm at? And we talk ourselves into good. We do. You know, we look at, think about your children, okay? If you have children, or if you don't have children, go borrow somebody's children. Borrow your niece or your nephew. Borrow a next door neighbor's child. Think about the report cards when they come home. You know, you want them to do better than just they got it, right? You want them to keep excelling, to push the limits of their ability, because there's always room for growth. Forget good and be great. That's it. And I believe, if you don't believe, I want to carry that belief that belief torch for you. It's not torture. You may think it's torture, so I'll carry the torch for you while you are going through the torture part, okay? But seriously, you can be great. And if you are questioning where you are, if you're questioning, man, I don't know. I think I'm just supposed to be here. Why not step outside the boundaries that you have placed upon yourself? You are destined for greatness. Forget good. Be great. Yes. That's awesome sauce. You want to reach for the highest point because you were and are destined for greatness. I truly, can you tell? I believe in this. And when I was watching the tennis match and I watched the balls go across the net. Now, ultimately on this doubles match, yeah, guess what? They lost. But you know what? To me, it was an amazing, incredible win. It was a win. Why? Because it pushed both of them, both my son and his partner. They had to up their game even more to return balls that, oh my gosh, I mean, I wish I had the mile per hour mark, because for a high schooler, only being a junior, he was knocking it out of the park, almost literally. They were so fast. They were incredible. Yet, you know what? They were returning them. They were getting them across. They were winning points. Now, ultimately, they didn't win the games to win the matches, but they were winning, as in they were increasing where they had been to where they were coming to. Forget good, be great. You are great. But you know what? Stop settling. Just stop it already. Because when we settle, we're selling ourselves so short of something that is so amazing that you can experience if you just stop with the shackles, okay? And remember, I'm here to help carry that belief torch for you, okay? If you're not carrying it, I'll be happy to carry it for you. And you can say, you can make a mantra and say, okay, maybe I can't say I believe, but I can say Christiane believes in me. God believes in me. I am destined for greatness. Forget good and be great. I want you to excel. I want you to be at your pinnacle in life, okay? I want you to be as high up as you can go on your ladder for your journey. It's not somebody else's journey. It's your journey, because someone who's walking in your shoes, they're going to walk differently. So there's no comparison here, right, ladies and gentlemen? There are no comparisons. It's your journey. You are on the race of eternity of greatness. And I just want you to empower that, embody that today, and go out and have an incredible, okay, day. Make it an incredible rest of your week, wherever you are in your journey. Forget good and be great. I love you so very much. I am carrying that belief torch for you. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Come on over. I want to see you. CreateYourNow.com. I love you. We'll see you soon. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.